What's going on, and welcome to Stomping on Eggshells with your host, Anthony Newton. And, guys, I'm just coming to you, and forgive me, right? I am in the process of moving my vehicle. However, this came to me, and I definitely just wanted to get it out there. So, porn. Corn. Right? Is it or is it not bad? Right? And you could truly get into the moral position and, you know, you can justify, you know, the, you know, I guess of value, right? A question of value, and you can justify whether something is right or wrong based on statistical evidence, based on anecdotal evidence, right? If we were going to debate, I guess, the morality of such, but because you can sort of go all day on that, it is, I guess, not in the best interest to argue, right? And what do I mean by that, right? So, for instance, if I say, okay, well, you know, God says, you know, anybody who, you know, just walks in lust, you know, can, you know, commit sin, you know, not just to God, but also their own body, right? And then somebody might say, oh, well, what if I don't believe in the Bible or religion or whatever it is, right? And then it's like, oh, here's my perspective, you know, you just do whatever you feel, whatever makes you happy. And then you'll just sort of walk yourself right into a circular argument trying to debate someone who doesn't really have any base for what they're saying, but will argue in, you know, emotion, just not arguing with rationale, right? And so, but, you know, why corn, right, pornography, if we must, you know, why that should be viewed as, I guess not just wrong, but not in the best interest of anyone and society as a whole, because I know we have a bunch of these red pill channels, talking about, and I mean, Before I go on to, you know, this rant, I guess I would almost consider, you know, I was considering myself red pill, but some of the red pill stuff doesn't match up with biblical principles, and so I sort of find myself in a, I guess it, like, in a precarious situation, because I do believe in a lot of the things that red pill has to offer. But sometimes the way they are explaining it or the way they think people should go about life is also not in the best interest, you know, of society. And so going back, right, a lot of people argue, okay, you know, it's, you know, corn, nobody's hurting anybody, we're just giving in to this momentary pleasure, right? It's not going to hurt anybody, and it's definitely not going to hurt society, right? And there's a pushback on that just from the reality, right? Just from the reality that we can see playing out in front of our eyes. We can see that it definitely is, you know, whether it's sex work, whether it's corn, whether it's OnlyFans, it's all having pretty much the same sort of effect on the way that we operate in society. Because what we're doing is, you know, you hear a lot of people now, and mostly, I mean, you know, like mostly girls, I mean, I guess you could say women, but, you know, people that sort of think like this, they're still thinking like girls, right? So, I mean, I do find it hard to call them that. Just like men who, you know, think that, oh, you know, it's okay to just run around and, you know, have sex with whoever you want because your status is high or, like, whatever, you know, whatever it may be, right? And this is not saying, oh, hey, you know, you can't do whatever you want, right? Everybody's free to do whatever they want. Everybody's free to, you know, basically walk in lawlessness. But the question is, right, is it good for society as a whole moving forward? And the question is definitely not, right? So whether it's sex work, whether it's corn, whether it's, you know, a guy sleeping with everybody else, what you're doing is you're creating a system that's sort of not necessarily creating, but being magnified, right? So one, it's basically the same thing, right? 90% of the men, or 90% of the women, sorry, are sleeping with 10% of the men, right? So automatically, right, you have that because basically women will sleep with their equal and higher. You know, you might have a few outliers, but they have to be some sort of attracted, some sort of emotional pull to it, right? But then men, right, so men who are nines and tens will definitely sleep with, you know, fives. You know, I would even, you know, justify like three and up, right? Which therefore it's creating this, basically this gap of, okay, these women thinking that, you know, these women who are threes and fours thinking they're seven and eights and just wanting to get the top tier of guy instead of getting people on their level. And then you have the guys who are, you know, they want to take advantage, right? In, you know, in our nature is just to, you know, have sex with everybody that we see, right? And obviously that's not correct either, right? Because you don't have any sort of like control. And because just because you could do something or can do something, right, doesn't mean it's necessarily good, right? If I have enough money to, you know, buy weed and smoke every day, right, I mean, if I actually do that, like, it's going to make my life a lot more difficult, right? So just because you can do something doesn't mean you ought to do it. But with that being said, also, as a, you know, so how, you know, you sort of close that gap, something else is also you're detaching from intimacy, right? Sex was made for man and woman who are married in order to create life. And the key word, the key part of that is creating life. So when you create life, what are you doing, right? You're basically building a family, right? Now, if I'm going to build a family, is it better that that family be, you know, one parent by themselves? Is that parent, you know, is that maybe only the mother? Is that only the father, right? Like, what exactly is the best way to raise a child? And statistically speaking, and this has been proven over many of studies and many of years, a two-parent household with man and woman is definitely the best way to raise a child, right? So what we've done is we're saying, okay, we can watch this corn, we can enjoy this girl on OnlyFans, you know, we can scroll through people's Instagrams, and, you know, when you feel like, you know, maybe you love somebody or you really like somebody, it's just lust acting as such, and you're detaching the actual, you know, what's supposed to be between two people in intimate relationship, and you're just detaching sex from it. And so, you have all of these porn stars and sex workers and, you know, everybody, you know, who attempts or is living in this delusion that, oh, you know, I'm not hurting anybody. You know, I'm just doing this because it makes me happy. Like truly just giving your body away, right? Just letting people enter you at will. Basically just being a cum dumpster. That's what makes you happy. That's what makes other people happy. Like, nobody's happy with that. It's literally momentary pleasure, and then you just go to hating yourself. The only time that you don't is when you are doing that with somebody that you love. Right? And, you know, credit to Brian from the Whatever podcast, but, you know, he called it, you know, sport effing, right? And I do my best trying not to curse, right? So he called it sport effing, which is what it is. You're detaching all the intimacy from it. And then you're just saying, oh, hey, I'm just doing this for this momentary pleasure. And that's not, like, if you could actually show me a study where these people just had sex for, you know, no reason at all, just because they were attracted to each other and everything just worked out the way it was supposed to work out. If you could show me the stats that prove that, you know, I might look more detailed at it. But this is, you know, over a millennia. This is since the dawn of time, right? Women look for one man to be able to provide and protect. And men do everything they can to protect their woman or women. That's just how society has functioned, and that's the best way that society continues to function, right? The family dynamic is the backbone of a country. Right now you have lawlessness where everybody just thinks, oh, I can sleep with whoever I want, and, you know, it makes me happy, and there will be no sort of consequences, and, you know, I'm just doing me, I'm not hurting anybody else. You're technically hurting an entire society, right? Because what happens when, you know, when women get pregnant and men decide to leave because, you know, they don't love that woman, or they can't stand that woman? Like, it's just like, okay, you laid down with somebody who wasn't committed to you, and now you brought another human into the picture. One person saying, no, I don't want to be there, and the other person is like, oh, well, you know, I'm still going to have this human that I'm going to have to look over or look after. And so it's literally nobody's taking accountability on both parts, right? Opening up your legs with no commitment, dumb. And then walking out of a responsibility on the man side is also dumb, right? But that's what happens when you just live in lawless. And guess what? That directly affects society, because then you create some freaking human being who, you know, they either go into corn, you know, they either, you know, create a OnlyFans or go into prostitution. And then the, you know, the men, you know, who these single females are raising, what do? They become delinquents. They go to prison. They are angry and emotional, and their school, you know what I'm trying to say, right? And they just do a bunch of dumb stuff. They rob people, and they're not good for society. So, by the basis of you just saying, oh, hey, like, I'm just going to sleep whatever and then not deal with the consequences, or to say, oh, I'm not hurting anybody, you are directly affecting society. That's how society works, right? When you have two parents, the likelihood of you being a D-bag right, or a cum dumpster is directly tied to your family tree. Right, when things go wrong, that's when kids get, children start to get all sorts of weird, messed up, and they start just saying stupid stuff like, "Oh yeah, I can do whatever I want." It's like, because no, you can't. I mean, you technically can, but it doesn't mean it's good for society. And the next time, "Oh, I'm not hurting anybody." Yes, you are. You are hurting society as a whole. Look at what we're just living in lawlessness right now. Nobody wants to just say, "Oh, hey, there is a God, right? Let me believe in the Bible." "Oh, no, that stuff's made up and it's mythical." All because I want to basically be a delinquent. "Oh, I just want to have sex when I want, so I'm not going to believe in the Bible." "Oh, I just want to drink and smoke and do drugs whenever I want, so I don't want to believe in the Bible." Everything, right? Anybody, like, I can show you a plethora of evidence that proves God's existence, and people deny it because they don't want to forgo the momentary pleasures of this world, right? And I think that's sad. I think that's why people are living in such lawlessness. That's why we have men wanting to be women and women wanting to be men, right? "Oh, I can go out and make my own bag." Right, and you hear, a lot of women say that these days, "I can go make my own bag," and then they still want somebody that makes more than them, or like, "Oh, well, I don't want to work forever," or they get to be super old and like, "Oh, I chased after this career and now I don't have a family." And then you have these guys that are becoming women because they're raised by the, these single mothers who, maybe they try their hardest and they're working two or three jobs. Or maybe they're, on welfare, sitting in the house and, shoving their kids full of junk food and, just letting them run the streets. Either way, it's not good for society. None of it is good for society. So the next person that somebody says, "Oh, this lawlessness, this sex work, this corn isn't hurting anybody," it's for sure hurting people because you're detaching intimacy, right, from sex, and people are making bad decisions, and there's consequences that come with those. Right, I had to get that off my chest. Thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and you are on Stomping on Eggshells. Deuces.